This is the 21st. I'm Brian Mackey. In downtown Springfield, one block away from Abraham Lincoln's home and another block from historic Route 66, is a revamped former Texaco gas station. It's now home to Root History and is filled with the stories of the lived experiences of Black Americans during the Jim Crow era. As Black travelers embarked on journeys across the U.S., they had to navigate more than highways like Route 66, but also how to make it through a segregated and sometimes hostile society. To know which hotels, restaurants, and other businesses would welcome them, Black travelers relied on the Green Book. Originally published by Victor Green in 1936, the Green Book is a travel guide that spanned all 50 states and provided a list of places for Black travelers to know where they were welcome amidst the laws of Jim Crow, sundown towns, and the threat of violence. Joining us today to talk about the Black history of Route 66 during the Jim Crow era and preserving the stories of the Green Book sites in Illinois is Gina Lathan. She is the president and co-owner of Root History. Gina, welcome to the 21st.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate the opportunity.
Also joining our conversation is Stacy Grundy. She's the vice president and co-owner of Root History. Stacy, thank you for being here today as well.
Thank you for having me.
And Bonnie McDonald is the president and CEO of Landmarks Illinois, an organization working to identify and preserve Green Book sites across Illinois. Bonnie, thank you for being here.
Brian, thanks. It's great to be here as well.
And listeners, if you have questions about Route 66 or about life in Illinois during the Jim Crow era, you can join our conversation. 800-222-9455 is the number, 800-222-9455. Gina, can you just give us a little bit of background? Who was Victor Green and what was the significance of the Green Book during Jim Crow?
Victor was a mailman on the East Coast, and he had the opportunity to have access to the mail system because of his profession, but he also had a keen understanding of many of the challenging, heartbreaking experiences that Black people experiences on their travels from the southern part of the country to the northern part of the country. And so, he was able to compile a list of resources for individuals by state and regions in areas within states to specifically cities of places where people could eat, sleep, get gas, recreation, and other essential services that one would need for safe travel. And we know of the experiences then and now where people have very fun and heartfelt experiences that are full of joy during travels. But unfortunately, during the Jim Crow era, that was not most of the experiences of Black people. There was still a time of segregation, a lot of unrest and blatant racism and hatred that oftentimes resulted in bodily harm of many Black people. And so Victor was able to compile those resources into the Green Book document that was published over a series of years. And that document was a resource where people knew where they could have a safe stay and receive adequate resources for their travel.
Stacy, oftentimes when people talk about this era in American history, a lot of attention is placed on Southern states. What was Illinois like for Black Americans trying to get around?
Well, Illinois actually had hundreds of sundown towns, actually. And sundown towns were towns where Black travelers or people of color may not have been welcome, or they had to be out of that town by the sundown, by the time the sun went down. And so actually there is an author of Sundown Towns, and he's actually from Decatur, Illinois. And he actually he listed these towns. I'm actually from Southern Illinois. And so even though we might not have a list, that history had been passed down from my parents and from their grandparents around certain towns that were not safe in the past. And so as, I learned how to drive and I started driving, my parents passed that information down to me that these are cities or towns that you might not be safe. And so people might not know that about Illinois, but they're is as much or more racism during that time in the North.
And Gina, can you talk a little bit about the significance of Springfield in particular as a place for Black American travelers to stop along Route 66 during that time?
Yes. If you look at the map, in particular along Route 66, Springfield was surrounded by a large number of sundown towns, but Springfield was a place of refuge. There are, and historically there had been, some racial challenges within the city of Springfield, speaking specifically to the race riots of 1908. But we do need to recognize that over time there had been some strides that were made, because Springfield, in terms of the economy, was a place where there were Black entrepreneurs. There were entrepreneurs that were Black who had businesses that catered to the traveler. And so there were boarding houses. There were places where people could eat, entertain, get gas, grocery shop, and receive other types of vendor services. And so it was not only noted in the Green Book, but it has also been noted in such a way that from a traveler perspective across the road, across Route 66, when preparing for that long journey, Springfield was noted as one of those places that it was okay to have this be your stopping point. Because the driver and those travelers had to make sure that they had clearly and strategically outlined their travel, where they would stop and get food and gas before they even left.
So, Bonnie, I want to bring you into the conversation now. Landmarks Illinois, Bonnie McDonald, CEO there. Green Book sites were identified as one of the 10 most endangered historic sites in Illinois. How many of these sites has Landmarks Illinois found? What condition are they in?
Yeah, thank you, Brian. You know, I just wanted to say how proud we are to work with Route History and Gina and Stacy on this listing of the Green Book sites as a theme this year as part of our most endangered list. And they have really been doing the work to help identify and call attention to the importance, to the significance of this story and the resilience of Black travelers. So I just want to thank them and note that we are working together on a survey of the Green Book sites, because they are not marked, they are not often not known by the local community. And to your question, we've identified so far, in going together through the Green Books, which were published between, as you said, 1936, but all the way to 1967. And we've identified 250 roughly sites in that time. And now our job, working together with your listeners, is to go out and understand if those sites are still there, because many of the Green Book sites we know have been demolished or have not received the kind of attention and maintenance they deserve. And this is a story that we must tell.
Listeners, if you're just tuning in, this is the 21st. I'm Brian Mackey. We're talking about the significance of Green Book sites in Illinois, particularly along Route 66 during the Jim Crow era. They were a list of safe establishments that Black travelers could visit during that time. We're speaking with Gina Latham, who's president and co-owner of Root History in Springfield, and Stacy Grundy, vice president and co-owner of Root History, and Bonnie McDonald, president and CEO of Landmarks Illinois. Stacy, Gina mentioned a little while ago the what's known as the 1908 race riot in Springfield. Longtime listeners will remember we've talked about this before. This is what led ultimately to the creation of the NAACP. How did that affect the hub of Black businesses in Springfield at that time?
Well, I think it dramatically affected the economy of the east side of Springfield and Black entrepreneurs and Black residents. This was a time where, you know, they were terrorized, their homes were burned. And as you all know, in the United States, home ownership is the foundation of generational wealth. And so when those homes and those businesses are burned, then there is nothing to pass down to to younger generations. And so for those families who spent their entire lives to build up their wealth and build up an inheritance for their families, you know, they had to start from ground zero. And so not only is you think about the terror and the trauma that they, you know, went through in, you know, with those burnings and lynchings and having to witness all that, but also economically what that did to that community.
And Gino, I mean, would you say we still feel in Springfield and other towns in Illinois the effects of that, whether it was a race massacre as happened in Springfield, or just, you know, the more ordinary segregation that is the hallmark of so many towns around Illinois? We're still seeing those effects today.
We most certainly are. There's definitely still that residue left from the race riots and other acts that have decimated and or hindered the progress of businesses. When we look at it from a standpoint of generational wealth and being able to pass down businesses through families, as well as the financial revenue of those businesses, there is a tremendous loss. There's also that loss of the actual land acquisition for those families to be able to share in the resources of those lands and properties. And so, but then there's also the history that of those that were community, the opportunity to celebrate and recognize and to really have longevity around the contributions of those Black leaders. And what I mean by that is that, unfortunately, some parts of our history has been erased, and it's been erased as a result of not putting that history in our textbooks, not celebrating it and acknowledging it in those spaces of exhibits in some of our museums. But it's also been lost in terms of families passing down those stories. And so this project gives us the opportunity to kind of pull back some of the layers of history and identify where we've had some great accomplishments in communities that are unfortunately oftentimes are known for a lot more negative activities. And so we can begin to give the children and adults in those communities a place to reflect and have a space of pride. And I'm sure leading to more transformation of positivity in those communities.
Bonnie, we're running short on time. So maybe in just 30 seconds or so, if people, as Landmarks Illinois works with Route History to identify these Green Book sites, if anyone listening now has more info, what should they do? How can they help?
Yes, thanks, Brian. You can reach out to us at Landmarks Illinois, and our website is landmarks.org, and provide us with your knowledge about Green Book sites. So you can find Frank Butterfield, who is the director of our Springfield office. His email is there. Our phone number is there. We want to hear from you. We need to ensure these sites' stories are told.
And Stacy, I think last question to you, maybe in about a minute. I wonder, was this history, the kind of history you're trying to preserve through looking for these Green Book sites, through Route History in general, was this taught to you when you were coming up? And I wonder if, presuming a lot of it wasn't, based on what we've been saying, how might that have made a difference to you, briefly? Mm-hmm.
Well, growing up, I did not hear of these stories. I learned about Route 66, but I didn't know about the Green Book or about, you know, the race riot of 1908. And one of the things that we do highlight are people, unknown, untold heroes like Eva Carroll Monroe in the city of Springfield, who had the first Black orphanage. And so she started that orphanage, which is in the field of human services and public health. So I'm a public health professional. And so having those heroes or having those role models, I think would have definitely helped me understand what professions I could go into, seeing people that look like me. And so I think for a lot of children to see these individuals individuals and see people who walk the same streets, who attended the same schools, and who accomplished so much under such dire circumstances, I think gives a glimmer of hope and lets them know that they can look beyond where they are and look toward a brighter future.
Well said. Stacy Grundy and Gina Lathan are the co-owners of Root History in Springfield, Illinois. Bonnie McDonald is CEO of Landmarks Illinois. Thank you all for being here today on the 21st.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Listeners, I do want to mention, pertaining to our earlier conversation on suicide, if you or someone you know may be considering suicide, contact the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline. The number for that, 800-273-8255. This is the 21st. Thanks for listening.